With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Not that you really need a good reason to enjoy any number of Washington's fabulous wines, but August is Wine Month across the state.
August has been Washington State Wine Month for, I want to say, about 10 years. And actually, the governor back then pronounced it as Washington State Wine Month. And so we've just been celebrating August as Washington State Wine Month for about a decade now. And it also coincides with the auction of Washington wines, which just happened, and they had a really successful auction.
Washington State Wine Commission's Heather Bradshaw says this state's wine community has earned its place at the table.
We feel like it's our time. It's Washington's time to really shine and take that spotlight. We've proven that we are a real industry, a real force here in Washington. We have almost 1,000 wineries now, over 55,000 acres of wine grapes. Our wine quality stands up to anybody in the world, and it's time that we sort of take an approach to let more people know.
But Bradshaw says the number one message they want to share during Washington Wine Month:
Washington State is the new epicenter of wine. If you haven't tried it, please try it. And if you're from Washington, sip local. We have so many different varieties here in Washington for you to try, all different price points, and they're all fantastic. So sip local and try your local wine.
For more information or schedules on Washington Wine Month, just go to winemonth.org or washingtonwine.org. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.